Sydney Boylan is a registered nurse at the Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center and Kaiser Permanente in Woodland Hills, California. Though she's working closely with coronavirus patients, Boylan says she and other medical staff lack the necessary equipment to protect themselves and others from the virus. Due to the lack of medical supplies, they've been forced to make difficult decisions about how much care they can give to coronavirus patients.
If you don't have the right equipment, you have to make those decisions, life and death decisions. It's a horrible feeling to go into a situation where we've decided to become healthcare workers to save lives, and we shouldn't have to make the choice not to do it because we're risking our lives. It shouldn't be that choice. The federal government needs to step up, and they need to provide more guidance, provide more supplies.
California's Healthcare and Service Workers Union is calling on both the state and federal governments to increase the production of the protective equipment which is critically lacking for workers on the front lines of the coronavirus crisis. Bob Schoonover, the president of California's Service Employees International Union, lauds the work of Governor Gavin Newsom, who announced a deal to purchase 200 million masks per month to remedy the state's severe shortage. But Schoonover says there's still more that needs to be done.
We need an even more comprehensive and aggressive action to protect frontline workers and save Californians' lives. The federal government should be leading to ensure the safety of all workers by requiring the manufacture of PPEs and respirators and ensuring a coordinated system that meets states' and cities' surge needs. But it has failed. It must do better.
He asks California's government to step into the void created by the Trump administration's inaction. Schoonover asks Newsom to issue an executive order to mandate that California businesses begin producing the necessary equipment to combat the coronavirus crisis. In Washington, D.C., Democratic Representatives Katie Porter of California and Jason Crow of Colorado have introduced a bill meant to force President Trump to make full use of the Defense Production Act. Though Trump has invoked the act, which is used to mandate that companies across the country make the supplies desperately needed by those on the front lines, he has only used it a few times. He mandated companies like 3M, General Motors, and seven others manufacture masks and ventilators to meet the country's shortage. Porter says her bill, called the Frontline Healthcare Workers Assistance Act, is necessary to force Trump to use the Defense Production Act more extensively.
The real failure here is that the president has failed to use and the administration has failed to use existing tools. Each time that we have to delay and compel the administration to use the tools that Congress has given it in prior decades, that is lost time.
Across California, workers on the front lines face grim experiences as they work often without the necessary equipment to protect them from infection. Gabe Montoya is an emergency medical technician at Kaiser in Downey, California. And Maria Lim works as a nurse at a nursing home in Orange County.
We are reusing masks that are meant for single use. We are cleaning single-use gowns that we would probably ordinarily never dream of using more than once. And the workers who have the least power are the ones who have the least protection.
Every day we are more and more concerned that we won't be able to protect our patients and ourselves. We're not prepared for this pandemic. Instead, we've had to find alternatives. One of my coworkers bought raincoats. We also have some really flimsy plastic ponchos. We've been doing everything we possibly can to lower the possibility of exposure, but homemade supplies are not going to stop it or slow it.
Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin is leading the Senate version of the bill introduced by Porter and Crow. 18 senators have voiced their support of it, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.